Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Every year, Bridge the Gap raises funds for two local charities, Arthur Rank Hospice Charity and Romsey Mill. Last year, over 800 supporters took part. Neil Thompson is here from Romsey Mill. We also have Jodie Vaughan from the Arthur Rank Hospice. Morning to you both.
Good morning.
Morning, Julian.
Good morning, morning good morning.
You've got a big announcement to make.
Wow, we're very excited to share that Bridge the Gap is coming back in person this year.
Bridge the Gap, we're really excited about this year's Bridge the Gap. Bridge the Gap has been running for 20 years, a big event in the Cambridge social calendar. And as I say, after the last couple of years, we're really excited that this year is going to be a return to the in-person event on one day in September, second Sunday in September, when people will be able to come together and take part in the walk with family and with friends, and access some of the beautiful college grounds within Cambridge, and have a great day. We're really excited about it.
No, it's absolutely fabulous. So that date again, Neil, just so we know.
Yeah, it's Sunday, the 11th of September, in the morning.
Okay, very much looking forward to that. And Jodie, it's fabulous to have it on that single day and to be able to wander through those colleges once more.
Absolutely. We're so excited to be able to go into the colleges and be able to bring people together this year. It's wonderful. And I've had the real pleasure over the last fortnight of going to visit all the colleges that we will be accessing this year. And they've been so accommodating and it's been brilliant. And to know that people will be coming together to support Arthur Rank Hospice Charity and Romsey Mill at an event that is so popular in our area is just so wonderful. We're so, so excited.
So how does it work, Neil? Do we need to get ourselves a sponsor for this?
No. This is very much a family-friendly walk, a leisurely walk, although some people walk at some pace. It's an opportunity to come and take part. In that, there will be an entry fee, and we'll be announcing details of that ahead of the opening of the registration next month. And people will be able to sign up for themselves, as I say, for family and friends or businesses as well. We've had a lot of businesses in the past that have seen this as a great opportunity to provide for their teams to come together. And particularly, I think this year, after the last couple of years, it would be a great thing. Some people do do that as a sponsored thing, but it's not a main sponsored walk. It's really about participation, coming along, doing it as a group, or doing it on your own or with somebody else. But as I say, people will be able to sign up from next month, and they'll be giving details about that closer to the time.
That's great. And Jodie, Neil mentions there the groups and businesses coming together. We were chatting earlier this morning that actually a lot of people don't really get into the office that much today these days and need each other. Bridge the Gap Walk is possibly a good opportunity for groups to come together.
Yeah, definitely. We've had lots of conversations with some of our corporate supporters around how it's a brilliant way to bring people together, either work colleagues or families who are able to get together again. And it's all outdoors, so there's less concerns around safety and things. But it's such a lovely event. It's wheelchair and pushchair friendly, so widely open. And we've been very lucky in previous years. We've had wonderful sunshine, which makes it such an enjoyable day. And people can register in advance as well as turn up on the day and register on the day as well. So those that aren't looking to make plans too far in advance, which lots of us aren't at the moment, will have the opportunity to decide to come on the day as well, though we would love people to sign up in advance so we can share details of the event in advance too.
Yeah, September does give us some beautiful days, doesn't it?
Yeah, that sounds... do you know what? This is the year that I'm going to do this. I'm going to sign up and I'm going to do the Bridge the Gap Walk. When's the opening date that we can all start to register?
So we'll be doing that in September. So that's going to be taking place from the 25th of May. We'll be opening the registrations, and as I say, we'll be providing details about that closer to the time. And from that point onwards, people will be able to take part of an early bird offer that we'll have. So people that sign up in the first few weeks will get a discounted rate for taking part in this year's Bridge the Gap.
fantastic. Neil, thank you. It's great to have it back. It's great to have Bridge the Gap back in person. Definitely we'll keep our eyes on that and share those dates closer to the time with all our listeners. While we've got you, Neil, we thought, actually, because we've got in the news this morning, we also know that there is the new community centre at the Ironworks site, and you've got an evening this evening, a sort of like information exchange with all the local community. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that? You're running it alongside Pat Cambridge. Tell us a bit about it.
That's right, yes. So the new development at Ironworks includes a new community centre, which is part of, you know, sort of the City Council offering, but the two local grassroots community organisations, Romsey Mill and PACT, are going to be jointly managing that facility. And this evening, the meeting at 7 o'clock at St Barnabas Centre will give an opportunity for people to come along, local members of the public, community groups, to come along and find out a bit more about what the plans are, to get a feel for it, and begin to look forward, as we are, with excitement about this new facility becoming available for the community.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Neil and also Jody, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We'll certainly have our eye on Bridge the Gap. It's now 8:43.
Cambridge 105 Radio.